Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at February 20, 2024. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce a Dutch right-wing activist, conspiracy theorist and social media personality, Eva Vlaar Dingerbroek, at Eva Vlaar. She's best known for her promotion of the decline of the decadent West trope, and for promotion of pro-Kremlin narratives. Eva's main audience is conservative traditionalists, and basically everything she does revolves around this theme. She also promotes various conspiracy theories about the global elites, COVID-19 and vaccines, World Economic Forum and digitalization of society. She's also a raging populist, and is not afraid to take current events and rally around them to get more attention to her conspiratorial ramblings. Recently, she's been involved with the protests by European farmers against increasing costs and tiny margins. In 2016, she joined the far-right political party, Forum voor Democratie, FVD. Some years later she became an intern at the FVD faction in the European Parliament, and soon left her position at the university in order to fully focus on her political career with the FVD. FVD leader Thierry Baudet soon announced that Eva would fill the fifth spot on FVD's candidate list for the House of Representatives. Few months later FVD faced a huge crisis when its youth wing had made some extreme remarks, including praise of Anders Breivik and Brenton Tarrant. 519. Soon after this, many members resigned from the party. Eva was one of them. She joined a morning talk show in which she announced that she had chosen sides against the FVP leader and her former boyfriend, or fling, as Eva called it, Thierry Baudet. For the time being, she left politics and focused more on political commentary and promoting herself on podcasts, talk shows and right-wing political events. She promotes various conspiracy theories, and often talks about the Great Reset and its dangers. In 2021, she appeared on Tucker Carlson Tonight, stating that Europe is becoming a tyrannical regime, of mass surveillance and control. In the same year, she also worked as presenter of her own YouTube talk show Let's Talk About It. The show was part of Swedish media outlet Riks, which is affiliated with the far-right party Sverigedemokraterna. It seems that the show ran for only 10 episodes. She was also working as a legal advisor at a law firm, but her employment was terminated just after 4 months. Eva then continued her career as a political commentator and speaker, calling for people to reject globalism and embrace God at events like the Brussels National Conservatism Conference. She also became a regular commentator on European matters at Carlson's show on Fox. She's also appeared as a regular commentator on Mark Stein's YouTube show, on which she's commented, among other things, about how young girls are being sacrificed on the altar of mass migration, and how the governments are trying to control us with digital currencies. Like most conspiracy theorists, Eva often creates doomsday scenarios around topics she has no clue about, like for example cybersecurity and the threat of cyber pandemics, which according to her would lead to martial law and the adoption of Europe-wide mass surveillance. Eva doesn't speak a lot about Ukraine, but when she does, she condemns it as a pointless money sink. She's also claimed that the whole thing is just another scheme to make weapon manufacturers and companies like BlackRock even wealthier. After the Carlson interview with Putin, she praised the dictator's 30-minute revisionist history rant, stating that it has current political relevance, and that no other leader could give such a detailed, biased and made-up, historical account as Putin did. She also commented on the Tucker video about the low prices in Russian supermarkets, stating that the Western standard of living is low by design and that it was made by people who hate us. Almost half of Russians state that their salary doesn't cover basic spending. It doesn't take a genius to see the conclusion here. Putin as a traditionalist is in the right by defending Russia and the decadent West in the wrong by giving up all power to global elites and by sending military and monetary aid to Ukraine. The whole narrative is based on a silly conspiracy theory. There is some kind of clandestine power that is trying to enslave the whole of humanity through degradation of conservative values, lockdowns, vaccines, mass surveillance, and depopulation. As is tradition. As a traditionalist, Eva's been desperately looking for that far-right love of her life. Between 2012 and 2014 she dated far-right fascist Julian Rocheti, after which she had a fling with Baudet. In 2022 she got engaged with Will Witt, but I don't think that worked out. Oh, and Eva, if you're reading this, here are some of the lies Putin told to Carlson. And below is Tucker making excuses why he didn't ask Putin any tough questions and basically calling him a killer. Find us also on other socials. Correction. Eva dated Julian Rocheti until late 2020, not between 2012 and 2014. Rocheti led the Rassemblement National de la Jeunesse, the youth organization of the French National Rally between 2012 to 2014.